they did have those. Were those the kind that were on rollers?
They were on rollers.
Yeah, those are okay. They just called them shades.
Shades.
Okay. Do you ever remember if your parents put things over the windows in the wintertime to keep the cold out? Would they have put plastic or anything?
No, not that I know of.
Okay. Okay. I guess nowadays people kind of use storm windows, don't they?
Yes.
Do y'all have those?
Well, it's all stormed now.
Okay.
Windows and doors.
Okay. Earlier you mentioned that you went to get to the basement, you went down some stairs. Yeah. And I was just wondering if there's a difference between stairs and steps. Is there?
Or I don't think so. Okay. I mean, it amounts to the same.
Yeah, I just wondered if people around here made a distinction between those two things or not. If you can think back to the early days when your parents were still here and you were little, what kind of things did you have inside the house to sit on, like we're sitting on now?
I'm sure chairs.
Had chairs.
Chairs.
Okay. Was there anything else? Was there something like this?
No couch or anything like that. It's just chairs.
Okay. Boy, things have changed, haven't they?
Yes, pretty much.
Would they have had anything in the bedrooms, a piece of something they could have put clothes in? It had drawers in it. Wasn't a closet, but just. Did they have anything like a bureau or a dresser?
Oh yeah. They had that.
Okay, which one? Or both? Did they have a bureau or a dresser?
Bureau. They used to call them bureaus.
Okay, great. And all of those things together, chairs and bureaus and dressers and even couches, those would all together be called what? Just call them furniture?
I would say furniture, yes.
Okay. Okay. Now, I suppose in the earliest days, you didn't have running water in the house, did you?
Not to start with, no.
Okay. Where did your water come from? How did you get it? Tell me about that.
They had a well.
Okay.
And they used to bring it in with buckets, to pump on the well and then bring it in with buckets.
Okay. Where was the well? How far away was it from the house?
About, I'd say 100 feet.
Okay. So you didn't have to carry it too far?
No.
Okay. But it was a well. It wasn't a spring or anything
like
that?
No, it was a well.
Okay. You mentioned buckets. What were the buckets made out of?
I guess you would call it tin steel. I don't know.
Okay, that's okay. I wondered if they ever used porcelain or had porcelain buckets, I guess is what I was wondering about. You ever
seen them? They did have some porcelain buckets. I don't know if they were used for that. I imagine they were.
Okay. Okay. And the thing your mother would have used, a cloth that she would have used when she was washing dishes, what would she have called that?
A dish pan.
A dish pan or dish rag?
The cloth would be a dish rag.
Okay. And what would she have used to dry them with?
Dish towel.
Okay. Okay. Now, when did y'all get water running into the house? Do you remember?
What year?
Yeah. Or about what year?
Probably about 1922.
Okay. The thing that the water runs in, when the water's in the house and you turn it on and it comes out of this.
Faucet?
Yeah. Would there be a different name for a faucet or a thing like that was outside of the house that might be either away from the house or attached to the outside of the house? Would you call it out there? Would you ever call it a spigot or a tap? I was just wondering.
I guess you could.
Okay. I just wonder if there was a difference between those three words, between a spigot and a tap and a faucet.
Well, I don't know if that quite fit a tap.
Okay. What is a tap?
Well, that's just where you could hook on to.
Okay. So that's where you tap the water?
Yeah.
Okay.